This was nice. This was meant to be a nice, wholesome episode, you know. Reminiscing about one of the greatest games ever made, the highest rated game on Metascore.
No, it's a whole lot of ass.
And Adam's just gone, there's ass everywhere.
That's what I've heard. That's a lot of what I've heard.
Hey, guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found the show by mistake. Welcome to From Dusty Couches to Broken Discs. I'm your host, Glenn, and along with my co-host, Adam.
Hello.
And my co-host, Big Dave.
Yo.
This week, we are looking at The Legend of Zelda, the Ocarina of Time. Before we do start this week's episode, let's plug in that controller, dust off that cartridge, and let's roll those intro credits. Last week, you saw us all together in one room. Just to give you a bit of an update on that, we are looking to still get that, just that our audio quality wasn't as good as it usually is. So until we've got a few new instruments, we're sort of going back to this, but we are looking forward to getting back in the same room together. If you did enjoy it, though, please do let us know in the comments below, because we loved all being together in one room. It was so much fun, and I can't wait to do it again. But for now, we are going to carry on doing it the way we have been doing it through Zoom, so please do bear with us while we sort of get to a good level of where we want to be. So yeah, this week, like I say, it is The Legend of Zelda, The Ocarina of Time. Adam, I want to ask, though, why have you never played this game?
Well, I've said in previous episodes that I didn't have Nintendos growing up. I did get an N64, but because I didn't really know that much about Zelda before the N64, it just wasn't a game that interested me.
Okay.
Like, we've talked on the Mario episode that even that, like, I wasn't really into it. I didn't play standard Nintendo games at the time, like Mario and Zelda. I would play sports games like ISS International Superstar Soccer 98 and stuff like that.
Oh dear.
Which is one of my favourite games ever, by the way. So, again, as I've said previously as well, I didn't appreciate these type of games until I became older.
Yeah.
I started getting into it. unfortunately, I just have never got around to playing Zelda. It's just one of those things. And it's been bigged up so much. I think I've mentioned previously that when something is overly hyped and I've never played it or seen it before, I can't bring something in my brain's like, no, you can't play that game. Or you can't watch that film. It's like,
it's been so overhyped for you you want it to live up to this fantastic sort of mind, and it's not.
It's like stuff like, for an example, like Breaking Bad, I've never watched it. I would probably enjoy it, but it's been so overly hyped that I physically cannot bring myself to watch it. Like, I cannot. Something in my brain just stops it from happening. And I think that's what's happened with Zelda. I haven't been able to force myself to play the game yet.
Yeah.
I'll probably love it if I do play it. I just can't get myself into the mood to play it.
No. It's one of those ones, though. A lot of people, this is one of those games that a lot of people sort of picked up, started to play, and never finished. So, your memories, Dave, sort of going to you, like you say, I know you're going to say you've never owned it.
Yeah.
What about the actual game did you like about it?
I mean, don't get me wrong, when I had played the game, I mean, it was my cousin who actually owned it, so I have played it a couple of times. And, I mean, I was coming off the whole Final Fantasy, you know, thing. Yeah. So, I mean, I really enjoyed those types of, like, RPG-type games. But then, obviously, seeing Zelda, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was interested in it, but I just never owned it. So, and it was just one of them, like, obviously, my age at the time, I couldn't just go, I want this now. And my mum would just buy it for me. She'd just go, no, fuck off.
Well, you could do that, but then you get a big slap across the face.
So like you say, I just had to, I mean, again, it was later on in life when I'd looked into Zelda a bit, but by that time, there was so much other stuff out, you know. Yeah. I was never that interested, really. And like you say, I was always more on the Final Fantasy bandwagon.
Yeah, no, I was the same as well. You know, we've said on the Final Fantasy episode that, you know, that was my introduction to the RPG world, was playing Final Fantasy games. Mm-hmm. Zelda sort of changed it for me a bit. It wasn't as much as an RPG, more of an adventure game than anything. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I never actually owned Zelda on the N64. I remember borrowing the game off my grandma. So my grandma was the one who had it. Yeah, yes.
That's really random.
Off my grandma. Now, I'm going to try and tell this story without getting a little bit too emotional, because it is an emotional one. So basically, my love for Nintendo and things like that, you know, I never had my own sort of Nintendo to start off with. It was always everyone else who had it. Now, my grandma, who... she played all types of games. She was an absolutely amazing grandma. Obviously, she's sadly passed away now. She did. This is when I was back in college, it happened. But she got me into Zelda. Now, I remember going around, she had a front room and then like a dining room, but it had like a little TV at the other end of the room with a chair. So she had like her own little set up gaming space, which is really weird. I never thought you'd see like a grandma with her own little gaming space. She had the N64 up there, set up there. And whenever the kids would come around, we'd all go and sit in the corner and play the games. When I was there, I owned it. It was mine. No one got to touch it. And I remember playing Zelda. And then I got a Nintendo 64 for Christmas one year. And I remember saying to my grandma, can I please, please, please take it home and play my save that I have? And she let me take it home. And I played it. And honestly, I think I played it to death. I just loved it so much. I had the N64 controller and the Rumble Pack in it as well. playing Zelda. Omer, a fellow Northern Dreamer of ours, would come round and play it with me as well. He'd play it at home and we'd ring each other and we'd be like, right, I'm at this bit. Where are you up to? And he'd tell me where he's up to. I'd tell him where I'm up to. And we just constantly played it all the time. Unfortunately, when she passed, it was my granddad sold all the belongings that belonged to her because he didn't want to keep them around, because it sort of the memory of her always being there. Mm-hmm. So it was such a sad time that we lost that game. But that Zelda will always remind me of my grandma. So it's one of those games that when I see it advertised or when I've been watching some of the information about it for this episode, just seeing it sort of brings back all those memories. And, you know, it brings back a really good time that I remember playing the game with the golden cartridge and everything. It was amazing. I absolutely loved the game. And then the years and years later, the GameCube came out and you got like Wind Waker. So that was was it a sequel to the game? Because Zelda games don't run in order. It's really weird. Now, much like you, Adam, where you've said that you never played Zelda because it, you know, everyone hyped it up and you don't think it'd live up to that hype in your own mind. I'm the same with the actual sequel to Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. Never played it. Never even touched it. Never even thought about it. And when everyone speaks about it and how amazing it was compared to the first one, I just can't bring myself to play it, because I don't think it'd live up to the hype that everyone said about it. I know the story. I know about the game. And I've seen bits of the game, but I've never played it myself. So
there's going to be so many Zelda fans who watch this video and just want to drop kick every single one of us.
No, yeah.
Why did we choose Zelda again?
Because it's a fantastic game. The Ocarina of Time is that game that most games now are built upon. So the Zelda games, what they've always done is they've always taken inspiration from different things. So you've got the newer ones that are on the Switch, like Breath of the Wild, which took inspiration from Skyrim. Breath of the Wild 2, it's not out yet, but they're making it at the moment, has taken inspiration from Red Dead Redemption. The Ocarina of Time took weird inspiration from Twin Peaks. So that's where it got all the inspiration from, the series Twin Peaks. It got its inspiration from there. Now, you've seen the gameplay of Zelda. You've seen what it's like. It was also originally going to be a first-person game. So you play...
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah, now, I don't think that would have worked. I mean, What about you guys thinking of that? So, Adam, thinking of the gameplay and what you've seen, do you think that would have worked as a first person?
No, and it probably would have made me want to play it even less. I'm not a massive fan of first person.
We've all said that. None of us are massive fans of FPS, are we? So.
Yeah. So if anything, yeah, that would have, for me, that would cement the fact that I didn't want to play the game.
Well, it was meant to be that it was first person, and then when you got into a battle, it sort of went to a side scroller.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would have enjoyed. A
yeah.
I suppose it depends if you'd still have like Navi still like following you around, going like, listen.
She's not that aggressive.
She's very
aggressive.
Do you think
like some sort of like German nanny? Listen!
Oi, listen! Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
She comes up and she's got like the soft little voice, like, "Hey, listen." You know, yeah. All right, she was annoying. I'll grant you that. Very annoying. Every 30 seconds was, "Hey, listen." Especially if you've got like, there's your main quest, and you're thinking, "I'm gonna go and do some of the side missions first." Every 5 minutes, "Hey, listen, no, you shut up, right? I'm doing what I want to do. I will go and do the volcano that's on fire. I will go there in a day or two, okay?"
If they ever make a screenplay of this game, Dave needs to play
Navi.
But it's also, I do remember, like from the game, I do remember like she would carry on all the way through. It's like, you know, obviously, kind of like a tutorial thing where they show you, like, this is what you do to open the doors, this is what you do to pick up your weapon. She would carry on telling you, even though you've been playing the game for, like, 4 hours, what, or 5 hours, or whatever, but she'll still tell you what's...
Yeah, she'll still constantly go on, like, yeah, hey, listen, look at this, and...
I mean, I don't even like listening to Miss Atnav.
Well, ironically, Navi is your navigation.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she is.
I think she's just traumatized me as a kid. So.
I'm gonna get her coded onto my sat nav, Dave. every time I need to turn, she's like, "Listen."
She's not that aggressive. I swear to God.
Turn right in 400 yards.
This game also, and I'm sorry to all the listeners and viewers, I am the one doing the most talking today because
it's the Glenn show.
It's the Glenn show today.
He only actually knows about the game.
The thing this game did very well, and I think you two as artists can appreciate this as well, is it blended everything so well. Adam, for you, you've mentioned many a time, color palettes are a big thing to you when playing games. This game itself has some very vibrant colors and scenes, and that's coming from someone who's colorblind. You know, I can see these, and you know, the story and how it blends from being in the forest to being in the openness of Hyrule Fields, being down in the ocean, and all the different temples you can be in as well. It blends its color very well. And I think the story-wise as well, it mixes very nicely with the story, the music. It's beautifully made. It is an absolute phenomenal game. And I mean, it is just awe-inspiring looking at it as well. I mean, Dave, to you, do you remember any of sort of like the dungeons that you go into?
I remember a few, but again, like you say, I was never that into the game as much, really. So it's very vague memories. I remember always like the, obviously you got the Hyrule. It was mainly like the Hyrule Fields and stuff like that I can recall. But
yeah,
realistically, you know, I can't remember what happened last week. But so no, in answer to your question, no, I don't really remember much about the dungeons.
Go on, Adam.
No, I was going to say, touching on the graphics and the characters and everything, I don't know much about it, but things that I've heard is apparently there is lots of shots of character asses.
Trust you to fucking pick up on that.
Like every time you fight... This was meant to be a nice, wholesome episode, you know. Reminiscing about one of the greatest games ever made, the highest rated game on Metroscore.
No, it's a whole lot of ass.
And Adam's just gone, There's ass everywhere.
That's what I've heard. That's a lot of what I've heard. Is that every time you're fighting a bad character or like one of the enemies, they like shake their ass at you and stuff.
I love how that's the research he did.
He's not going to be the title, I said. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Asses everywhere.
A whole lot of booty.
Yeah, I like that one. A whole lot of booty. There you go. Jesus Christ. And you guys call me the degenerate, you know.
Hey, blame YouTube.
I watched 6 videos on Zelda today while getting ready for this. None of them said anything about a lot of ass, okay?
Everyone that I've watched today has said it.
Where are you getting your research?
Maybe we're on Pornhub.
Yeah, maybe I was on YouPorn instead of YouTube.
I'm fucking
Jesus. So that's Glenn's memories ruined.
I'm there remembering my poor grandma. I'm playing at her house, and Adam just comes in and goes, ass.
Oh, God. So, you know, you're like, obviously, your grandma was like a proper OG.
Oh, yeah.
When I used to go around to my grandparents, my granddad would not allow the TV to be on and forced us to sit in silence while he read his newspaper. And we just had to sit on the sofa staring at the wall.
Yeah. I was the same at my grandma's house. I'd just go around and have to watch Parole, like, that she wrote.
My grandma used to let us, like, she'd be like, right, she'd be like, come here. And then she'd like sneak off into another room. She'd be like, if you put it on dead low, you can get away watching the TV. But if he caught us, fucking hell.
That's a game in itself. It's just like, oh shit, granddad's coming. Yeah. Playing it quietly in the background.
You're just there going, if you're really, really, really good, I'll put the radio on for you. Radio 4.
We could only dream of having the radio on.
Oh, God.
Another thing with Zelda, obviously, it opened up a lot more of an idea of time travel, because obviously it focused the whole point of Ocarina of Time. Was the time travel aspect. And that only came about because when they were developing the characters, and obviously it was going to go from Child Link, and then they were going to scrap the idea of having Child Link and having him as an adult, they thought, well, there's bits that adult can't do that the child can do, and there's bits the child can do that the adult can. And it just got really messy, and they were just like, you know what? We'll just have it where you can switch between the two. So that all came about just because they couldn't decide on what height to have the character. Is he going to be a kid? Is he going to be an adult? Nah, fuck it. Put them both together. Put a sword in it. Pull the sword out. There you go. He travels through time. You know, and...
Chuck some asses in.
Yeah, chuck some asses in. But it's like, as well, I was watching... The last video I watched before we jumped on today, and I never knew this, was how the development of the character design actually came around, is because it was obviously being developed in the 90s. They said that they designed the character on a very famous, well-known Hollywood actor who had fantastic features, but they never named who. So obviously there's been a lot of speculation, and at the time, who was quite big, was Leonardo DiCaprio. And if you actually look at Adult Link, you can sort of see that look. He's got the bangs of the blonde hair, you know. He just sort of looks like he's based on Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, what do you guys think looking at Link from Zelda Ocarina of Time?
I think Leonardo DiCaprio would be very offended.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio based his look on Link.
Yeah, there you go. Leonardo DiCaprio would be offended. Fucking hell, Dave. He's a friend of the show. You just pissed him off now. Leo, if you're listening or watching, I'm so sorry. God. Asses offending Hollywood actors. I mean, what the hell? I should have just done this episode alone.
You probably should have, to be fair.
Like, I know,
there's
yeah.
There's no point in me, Dave, being on this episode at all.
Because we know nothing about it.
We've contributed, fuck all.
I know, I've spent most of this. I mean, haven't you done any research, watched any videos, apart from asses?
No.
No.
Crying out loud.
We've got lives, Glenn. I've got a kid to look after. He's got
there, you go. I've got a
pregnant girlfriend who's taking up all my time. Yeah.
Glenn's just got a load of heads on his desk.
this is my life right here, you know.
Like walls and hentai.
There's no time for research.
Pretty much, yeah. That's my life. It's a shame that you've not played the game, Adam, because I think
it's. Sorry to go to touch on that. Like, it's on my list of stuff that I want to play.
Yeah.
And I think the version that I will play, and the version that I've seen the most when I've been doing research in the past, or like when I've seen stuff over time. Obviously, I know the N64 version is the original version.
Yeah.
But I think I will try and play the 3DS version. Apparently, graphically, that one is so much better.
Yeah, they did advance a lot.
It runs more smoothly. It just plays better, apparently.
From what I've heard as well, if things are correct, they are bringing it out on the Switch. Apparently, I don't know if it's already out on there, but I know the release of Majora's Mask. So Nintendo do their monthly pass as well, much like Xbox do, and obviously PlayStation.
Well, I'm trying to persuade my partner that the baby needs a Switch when it comes
the baby
out.
Needs
so
a Switch,
yeah, the
baby
and a needs PS5. And so a 60-inch 4K TV.
Maybe when the baby comes, I can try and persuade my missus to let me get one.
The baby's just been left out in the hall while he's sat in the game room.
Like, where's the baby? Like, what?
Just what you need to do is, no doubt, she'll probably be in labour for a while. Buy a Switch now, and you can play it at the side while she's in labour.
To be fair, you can just imagine him with one of those, you know, those carrying pouch things. He's just got a plate on top of the baby's head and he's just eating Christmas.
Playing the Switch handheld version, walking around.
I've seen little hats where you can get like a hat with like a flat top on it. Like, that's what I'm going to be putting on him. Suction the hat to his head, put the flat top on it, and then...
Father of the year.
Why didn't I do this with my son? Oh, God.
I don't have them.
You're missing a trick, Glenn.
No, because I get to play games as and when I want, you know. The only thing that stops me is uni work or actual work.
Or hentai.
Or my desk, yeah.
Well, that's classed as work for Glenn.
That's a workout.
Why do you think I've got a sore arm, you know? Wanker's whiplash at the moment.
This episode, what is happening?
I don't know. Really don't know. I'll try and bring it back. This is why Old Mare should have been on this one. At least I don't know someone's talked about Zelda. Like I say, when we did the Tony Hawk's episode, obviously we looked at the Metro score, and obviously we know... Where was Tony Hawk's again? Was it number two?
It was number two, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously Ocarina of Time was number one, and obviously it's up there for a reason. It is really good. Now, obviously, all the Zelda games that came after have been... I wouldn't say on par with Ocarina of Time. Breath of the Wild is an absolutely amazing game. I really enjoyed it. It did take a lot of inspiration from the previous games. And obviously, like you say, where it's taken its inspiration from Skyrim, you can see, which obviously we are going to be doing a Skyrim episode very soon.
Another game that I know fuck all about.
Get playing. It is on every bloody console going. You could probably play it on your microwave now. It's everywhere. Jesus. How have you not played Skyrim? That's on it.
Because it's another game that's been blown up and overhyped.
Jesus.
I think you're so stubborn, you refuse. If it has been overhyped, you just refuse to play it.
I know, yeah. Stubborn. He goes like, he looks at sort of games, goes, oh, this got a 9 out of 10. I'm not playing it.
Yeah, yeah. He likes niche games that like no one plays.
Yeah, if I can play it before it gets hyped. So if I'm playing it at the same time it is hyped, then I can play it. I can continue to play it. It's just if I've not played it
That's why I'm surprised you've watched Game of Thrones, because that was very overhyped.
No, because I watched Game of Thrones. It didn't get overhyped until it was getting into season 3. So yeah. I was already watching already Game watching of Thrones it, yeah. when it got overhyped. Yeah, so that was okay. There's tons of stuff though. It's been so over. I just can't watch or play.
So we've got Zelda in there. We've got Skyrim. What else? What else is on your list, Adam? Come on.
It'd be easier to kind of break down the games that I have played than the games that I haven't played.
So he's played FIFA.
I've played
FIFA 2008, FIFA 2009.
Literally, yeah.
Didn't play number 10, it was too overhyped for me.
No, that is actually true though. Like I used to play, like I said, the ISS games on the N64. Then I got a PlayStation and played FIFA 95, 96, 97, 98. All the way up to 2002, and then from then I stopped playing it.
And then went to Pro Evo then?
Yeah, I did. Switched to Pro Evo at the peak, and then went back to FIFA in like 2009 or something.
So we've somehow succeeded in not talking about Zelda anymore. Now we're talking about football.
I know. We've just gone on to games that Adam has played.
Well, you asked the question.
Turns out it's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
And again, I'll ask Dave, as I ask him on every episode, why is he on the show?
No, I really don't know. I give up now. He's like a rash, he won't go away.
Yes, I am, Dave. Yes, I am.
It'd be good to be able to like cut to like a Family Guy moment, you know, where it's just literally Adam has a rash.
Jesus. So, going on to some of other things about Zelda that I really enjoyed. The temples were quite cool because obviously they offered something different. Obviously games do that now. You have like a big dungeon that you go through, and at the end there's the boss, and then there's all like the puzzles in between to get there. And Zelda did it really well, but obviously you got all different types of, as you expect now from games, you got new weapons from each temple, which help you complete the temple and then helped you complete other temples going forward. And it just got, some of them got really infuriating. One for me was, I don't know if you ever got there, was the water temple. Now, we all know how I feel about underwater stuff, even in video games, freaks me the fuck out. And having a temple that's all based underwater was pure nightmare fuel for me. It gave me nightmares. Honestly gave me nightmares. I spent about a year stuck in this temple. And I'm not joking, I was in there for a year because I couldn't figure out how to get out. And every time you took a couple of steps, more water would arrive and I'd be like, right, nope, that's it, I'm done. Can't do anything with that. But yeah, it was one of those games, really. It just constantly... I loved it.
Well, I wanted to just quickly ask you, I mean, what's your take on the soundtrack? Because obviously it's very, very iconic.
I love the soundtrack.
Very iconic sounds from the Zelda games. I mean,
yeah.
But it's like anything, really. Obviously, you know, you can associate, you know, certain games with, you know, a soundtrack. So you've got like the Sonic games. Everyone knows, you know, Sonic's, you know, the Green Hill Zone theme and things like that. But obviously you've got Link.
Yeah, exactly. Gamers can sort of pick out the soundtrack from Zelda because, you know, it's one of those ones. It is so iconic. You have things like Zelda's Lullaby, again, an iconic sound that you hear when you play the ocarina. You've got majority of the ones for the temples as well were quite iconic. Song of Time, you have the Song of Storms, you know, those three themselves, those three tracks. Zelda's Lullaby, Song of Storms, and Song of Time.
Oh, you had to actually play it as well, didn't you? Yeah. I remember.
So you had to actually press the keys. The,
like Dance Revolution shit on there.
Yeah, you didn't shut the controller down on the floor and start dancing on it. We don't get wrong, some of the tunes when you played them, you were sat there like, da 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 da. But even just like out in Hyrule Field or getting your horse upon you and going for a ride, you know, those all that music, it blended again so well with what you were seeing on the screen visually. It was amazing listening to the sound, and I like that. I kind of like that there was nobody talking. There was no audio track for characters. It was really nice. I think that
apart from Navi,
just like, hey, listen, yeah. One thing we do have to say about this game is, again, another bit of a sad moment sort of thing. This was Robin Williams' favourite game. So, the late Robin Williams.
I know he's named his daughter.
His daughter Zelda, was named Zelda after these games.
The first time I saw you, I knew we'd be linked forever. For you, I traveled to the four corners of the world. I faced adversity. I became a hero.
Dad.
I saved your kingdom.
Dad.
Yes, Zelda?
Are you mixing me up with the princess again?
Hard to say. You're both pretty magical.
Because there was the advert for the 3DS version of Ocarina of Time, and Robin Williams does the advert, and it was so beautifully done. And he's like, he's talking about Princess Zelda, and it cuts. And then his daughter sat there and she goes, yeah, I know the story. I know who I'm named after, you know, and that's where it all spouts from. And you know what? I think that was so nice. And the developers of the game immortalized him in Breath of the Wild. He is a character that you can bump into, who gives you like some items and things like that. And I think that was really nice. So this game has been...
Actual, like his character, is it like, does it look like Robin Williams, or is it just like he's dressed as like Mrs.
No, it's Robin Williams, but like, because obviously the whole world of Hyrule is around elves and things like that. It's Robin Williams as an elf.
No,
it's really cool. I'll have a little clip here.
So he's basically Peter Pan.
Yeah, right. He really is. So he has been completely immortalized in the game. So I think that's just a nice place to end our little bit of the section there, before we go back into asses and all sorts of different things. Here we have fan memories of The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. So going to go straight off with Omer, who is the fellow Northern Dreamer. He has messaged and said, he remembers skipping school because I spent the night trying to find all the heart pieces, getting ground and spending the next night collecting the rest. Probably explains why Omer's never around for anything. You know? He was always late for school. I remember that. He was always late for college. I remember once we went to Comic-Con and he was late to meet us to go to Comic-Con. And we left him.
It took him a year to meet my son. Shit bastard.
So, we had to plan our trip 2 weeks ago. Like, we had to tell him 3 hours before he was actually going to go.
Glenn actually had to go around to his house, drag him out of the house, throw him in the car. All this whole time, he was still asleep.
Glenn had to dress him and everything.
Omer woke up on an arcade machine. He was like, where the hell am I? I've got George on Twitter, who said, this game was possibly the greatest thing to happen to the gaming world. I will fight anyone who disagrees. Dave, Adam, do you guys want to go fight him? I've seen his picture on Twitter. He's I ain't going anywhere. I won't fight him.
I'll fight him.
Well, I am hench Dave.
Oh, God. I've got Tony on Twitter as well. He says, I prefer the newer games. Newer version games of Zelda. To be fair, Ocarina of Time was okay. I did enjoy it. I just never completed it. Was that much like you, Dave? You never got to the end of it.
I never owned it. I probably played it about 8 times in total. And that was just going around to my cousin's house when he'd let me play it.
I've got one here. Now, I didn't quite catch the person's second name, but it was on Twitter again. This person's called Zelda. Zelda Williams, but I mean, it would have been great if it was. Zelda's put, I mean, you can probably tell by my name that my mom loved the game. I am named Zelda after this particular game. So she was named after the Ocarina of Time. That's the first person we've had on the mentioned who's had their name after a game. So that's pretty cool. I've got Stephen on Facebook. This is one if not the best game ever made. I have played the game on N64, GameCube, and 3DS. One of the best moments was the Ocarina. Loved using its warps, different locations, and even play the Song of Storms. I love the Song of Storms. It's one of my favourite tunes. I've got Sean on Facebook, who's put Skulltars. Trying to find them was a ball ache. Yeah, I agree, Sean. Completely agree.
You're just saying words now.
I know, yeah. You guys just sort of like...
Me and Aiden just like, does not compute.
Yeah.
You said ball ache. I was just thinking of asses again.
I've got Liz on Facebook as well, who's put, Nintendo, give fans what they want. We want this game on an Unreal Engine, running on a powerful console. The ones fans have made look absolutely amazing. Why can't you do it?
Ooh,
sick burn. Because Nintendo want all the dollar.
I completely agree with this person. Have you seen some of the ones that people have made running on Unreal Engine?
Nope.
I'll put some of the clips in here. They look amazing. You know, people have put a lot of time and effort into them, and they do look really good.
Fan mods are always so much better than the actual game.
Because they're passion projects, aren't they?
Yeah.
We said we did say on the GTA one though as well, didn't we? You know, these are passion projects. You know, people put effort into them, whereas the companies see it as money.
Well, they have deadlines to hit and everything, don't they? So
yeah,
they have to do everything a certain way, and there's people telling them what to do. Whereas the fan ones, like you said, the passionate. They probably know more about the game than the person who actually created the game.
Yeah, true.
I've got Kieran on Facebook as well, who is pretty much on the same board as me here. Water Temple is pure rage. Enfueled, ragey rage. This place caused me anxiety in later life. And when I replayed the game, I got PTSD. Yeah, right there with you. Right there with you. Oh, God. I've got Ruth on Facebook as well. I remember playing Zelda for the first time. I was at my dad's. My mum and dad had just split up. I see this game as getting me through their divorce. It is a game I go to when life gets hard. I loved so much and have all the games still to this day. I mean, it is a pretty good game. It sort of reminds me of some nice times. So that's all your memories. So thank you very much. Remember, you can always leave comments on our YouTube page, on the comments down below. You can leave them on Facebook, Twitter. Let us know any memories from any games you've got. You can even email us. Our email is there. I remember it this time. It's dusty2broken@gmail.com. So honestly, leave memories for any games you've played, because when we get round to that game, we will read out that memory as well. And even give you a shout out on the show. I think we haven't really agreed what we're doing on next week's episode, but we will post that on our Facebook, our Twitter, which you can also now click on our links on our YouTube page. I'm getting my words rolled up.
Hopefully next week will be a game that me and Dave actually know.
It would be nice.
I know, I'm mouth's a bit dry from all this talking, you know.
Glenn loves it being a good show.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for watching the episode, and I hope you've got to this point where you're about to watch the quiz. This week's episode, the quiz is a mess, I'm not going to lie. Adam, for some reason, decided to ask me questions that only developers would know. Dave didn't want to do the quiz because he knew nothing about Zelda. So the guys asked me questions. I'm not going to lie, I fail absolutely miserably on this week's quiz. So there's only a few bits in there that I've kept in, because the rest of it just really wasn't as entertaining as you would usually expect. So I really do apologize. Hopefully when I do another Zelda episode, I will have someone on the episode who knows more about Zelda and other Zelda games as a special guest. So I actually have someone to talk to and bounce off instead of Adam talking about ass. So yeah, I do apologize, but make sure you hit this subscribe button on whatever side of the screen it appears on, and I hope you're enjoying the show, and see you on next week's episode.
So there has been a bit of a change to the quiz.
Dave threw a little fucking paddy.
Dave's too scared!
What would be the point in quizzing me when I don't know nothing about the game?
So, the guys are going to ask me the questions instead. So
just me. No, just well, angry.
Well, Adam's going to ask me the questions.
And I'm just going to laugh if you get them wrong.
Dave is the comic relief.
Really, like, as we said earlier, it should have been Glenn quizzing me and Dave, but yeah, Glenn exactly. really
but
wants
Glenn's
100%.
Glenn's a fucking moaning
cunt. I want to know if I know the answers. Come on.
Glenn really wants 100%.
He really wants that 100%.
So, right, here we go.
Go on.
I mean, I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll see. Question.
I want him to lose. I want him to lose so badly.
If he gets the first question wrong, we're just stopping the quiz.
Right, go on.
Right. Question number one. How many equipment capacity upgrades is it possible to unlock in the Lost Woods? Is it A, 2, B, 5, C, 4, or D, 3?
Lost Woods.
Go on, Glenn, get it wrong.
Is this equipable items that you can find?
It just says, how many equipment capacity upgrades is it possible to unlock in the woods, in the Lost Woods?
And what were the answers again?
It was A, 2, B, 5, C, 4, or D, 3.
Don't tell him the answer.
Right. Who would D?
D is 3. You are correct. You are correct. So
what was that, Dave?
Also,
what was that, Dave? What was that?
Also,
Glenn.
Obviously, I haven't. I've not wrote this quiz because I know fuck all about Zelda. So I found it again on Fun Trivia, and this is the work of Hyrule Historia. So thank you for this quiz. Question number 2. If Child Link manages to pass the gate of Gerudo Valley and infiltrate the fortress, he can still get caught by the guards. Is this true or false?
I'm going to say false.
He's fucked it!
Yay!
He's fucked it!
Well
yes!
Well done, Glenn. Well done. You got one right. There we go. That's what you get for celebrating a minute ago.
You know what? I'm putting the GoldenEye episode back out. Whether you like it or not, it's going out.
Oh, fuck
yes! Yes!
Might as well carry it on now. He can't get his 100%.
Go on, let's go try next ones. Never noticed.
It gives an answer here. It says, unlike the Super Mario 64 script on the statue, it is possible to examine this text, which will actually read, Giant Dead Dodongo, when it sees red, a new way to go will open. It's a hint for Link to progress by bombing the aforementioned. Yeah, aforementioned Dodongo's eye. So, sorry, Glenn.
Oh, well.
I butchered everything there. I'm not very good at reading.
This is painful.
I didn't know that.
He's so angry. He is so angry.
Dave, you should have done the quiz with him. Dave, you should have done it. Imagine you would have got all these right.
I wouldn't have, don't worry.
Do you want me to carry on, Glenn?
No point.
No, carry on. This is what you wanted to do to me. Oh, God.
Number 8. There is a certain grotto that can be accessed with the Song of Storms that contains a gold skull. Sculpture?
Sculptor.
You need to go back to school, Aid, for fuck's sake.
Sure back thing. You try and read this. I don't know what these words are.
The cat in the hat.
I'd struggle with that as well.
I know you would.
How many pots, number nine, how many pots and crates are there in Hyrule Castle Town guardhouse in total?
I don't stand there and count the pots.
Is it A? Is it A, 32, B, 50, C, 49, or D, 64?
I'm going to say 32.
Nope, it's 49.
There are there are
44 pots and 5 crates, apparently.
Because I've sat there and counted.
Well, you should. You've asked such questions like that recently as well.
Yeah, you have asked.
Riddler trophies, yes. How many Riddler trophies are
there? I don't count how many fucking Riddler trophies there are.
Tells you on your menu.
Let me finish the quiz, man.
Yeah, just put me out of misery, please.
Number 10. Who guards the exit to the Kakeri Forest in the beginning of the game? Is it A, Saria, B, Mido, C, the Great Deku Tree, or D, Know It All Brothers?
Mido, I think.
Yes, you are correct. 4 out of 10, Glenn. That is poor.
Congratulations.
To be fair, some of those questions were very trivial bullshit questions, and I was sort of like,
hey, don't blame the quiz.
Of course he will.
Dave blames the quiz all the time.
Of course.
But yeah, we will end the episode there on that very disappointing note. I clearly don't know as much about the game as I thought I did. And if you are one of those people who goes into the guard tower and counts how many the things are there, get a life. Something to know that. But yeah, remember though to leave comment and subscribe wherever you can.
What type of questions did you want, Glenn? Like, what is the main character called? What is the tree called? What is the horse called?
Yeah, what's his horse?
Questions about certain enemies, certain boss battles, dungeons themselves, not the trivial, oh, well, this block was found on this game and then it was found in this game. Where was it? I don't know. I didn't design the game.
He's so angry.
A true fan will know all those answers.
If you got 100% on this quiz, let us know in the comments. Down there, somewhere. But yeah, apart from that, remember to like, comment, and subscribe wherever you listen to the show. Let us know what games you want us to play in the future. What games you want to... If you want to come on and give us the quiz for a game, then like I say, let us know. You can email us again. dustytobroken@gmail.com.
Yeah, because I hate doing the quiz. I just find them online. I fucking hate it. I hate hosting it. I hate it.
It was your idea. It was your idea for the quiz.
I know, and I hate hosting it. I'm not, as you can, I always fuck it up. I can't read.
It feels like every one of us have been slapped by Will Smith.
It really does today. It really does today. But on that note, we shall see you next time on the next episode of From Dusty Couches to Broken Desks.
Goodbye, y'all.
Bye.
Going to go and hang my head in shame. That was a tough quiz. That was a very tough quiz.
Well, it said difficult to use tough.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah.
Would you want him to have the easy one, though, Dave? Huh? Are you glad he got the tough one?
Oh, no, I was glad he got the tough one. Because he was so fucking smug.
Oh,
well, definitely got to get the hard one.
So funny.